Hey, welcome to the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Thanks for joining us. You're going to have to forgive us. My voice sounds a little echoey tonight. It's because we're moving studios and we're basically set up temporarily. So thanks for your patience and consideration of the fact that sometimes you just got to move studios. Thanks for joining us. You know, it's an extremely important time in history. There's some extremely important breaking news that's taking place right now. And then I'm going to get to a caller who's got some questions about how best to purify your Holy Spirit-filled temple so that you can withstand the current and coming plagues, including H1N1 swine flu. If you're not familiar with the Insight Hour, we meet every Tuesday night, midnight on the East Coast, 9 o'clock Pacific, where I'm broadcasting tonight. And we usually have friends join us from Hawaii. And tonight, we're not able to do that because we have not only a caller with questions online already, but also I'm here with Sherry Kane, who has done a tremendous amount of research on our President, Barack Obama, who fits into tonight's news and actually prominently featured in tonight's news. Let me begin by sharing with you what you may have seen the other night. The other night on NBC, there was a program that was called A Dose of Controversy. And by the grace of the Creator, I was actually just checking into a hotel room when I was walking across the lobby and the television was on and nobody was watching it. And it was like really about, maybe 2 or 3 minutes into the top of the first part of the hour. And I thought, wow, look at the timing that I just happened to walk by this television. And I never watched TV. You know, I basically turned it off years ago, but I felt compelled to sit down, and I was totally blown out by the amount of propaganda that I witnessed. And I wanted to share with you some of the commentary that I've been writing for that purpose to wake people up. Starts off with Los Angeles, where I am right now, and the title of this release that we're going to be actually sending out, if you're not already receiving emails from HealthyWorldStore.com. Please do treat yourself to great information from Healthy World Store, the newsletter, the press releases, the commentaries go out first on HealthyWorldStore.com, and then they go to places like our brother Jeff Rentz and Rentz.com and numerous other places, Greg Ciola from The Crusader and Joyce Riley and Alex Jones. They get our mail, and then basically they have their programming and they have some additional insight on the news. This one is called Americans. That's you. You're warned to watch your minds. The feds are ramping up their pro-vaccination propaganda. And that was actually told to us a couple weeks ago, which put me on the alert. So when I saw this NBC broadcast, it just occurred to me that this was one in a long series of now propaganda campaigns. They're really going to slug us over the head with how wonderful their vaccines are. And this news in a couple of minutes I'm going to share with you is late breaking news. It just came out of Reuters 4 hours ago about Barack Obama, what he has to say to Americans regarding the vaccines. But anyway, you're warned to beware of the vaccination propaganda that federal health officials are proclaiming now. The officials say that the H1N1 swine flu vaccine promotions they are issuing are needed to convince people to reject widely feared risks of these new vaccines. NBC's Dateline gave a glimpse of what is coming in this program called Dose of Controversy. It aired August 30th. A leading scientist, Andrew Wakefield, who is well known in the vaccination intoxication as well as the risk awareness movement. He's credited for focusing attention on the potential risks between the MMR vaccine and skyrocketing rates of autism in children. Well, he was heavily discredited in this NBC's Dateline presentation. That program was a classic example of what I call controlled opposition. The fact is, Wakefield deserved to be exposed as pro-vaccination, as I've been saying on this program about the National Vaccine Information Center, which wields the principal grassroots activism and antagonism towards vaccinations in general, but yet they are pro-vaccines. They're not anti-vaccines. And they play that political game for profit. And they play that political game. They've sold out by the direction of Barbara Lowe Fisher, whose interesting story you can read right now on fluscam.com. Fluscam.com has an article on controlled opposition that you must read if you want to be optimally aware of how this covert operation to mentally retard America and Americans across the board, black, white, Hispanic, and the news, the latest news deals with the fact that blacks in Chicago and Boston are 4 times more likely to get flu as well as succumb or die from the flu. Why is that? Well, it's not the whole picture that they're telling you. They're telling you about lifestyle risks, but in fact there are numerous other risks, such as genetic risks from targeted microbes that have been injected into these people by way of vaccinations. So what NBC's Dateline really did was a complete manipulation of the public's mind to get Americans to think pro-vaccine and to neglect the discerning details. This strictly profits the vaccination industrialists, and it's classic propaganda to promote controlled opposition and ultimately mass confusion. So I say, beware, America. The feds are coming for your mind. NBC, that obviously generates megabucks advertising Big Pharma's latest wonder drugs, was as objective as a cat telling rats to beware of mouse traps. The kettle called Wakefield black for filing a vaccine patent of his own, taking $750,000 to represent families of autistic children in courts, and making potential millions discrediting the MMR vaccine as he stood by with a single-dose substitute. The network's dirty work was done by 2 allegedly reputable, quote, experts, end quote. Paul Offit, a vaccine patent holder whose name tells more than his lethal operations, tells more about his lethal operations than NBC told. Think of the name Offit. Kill it. That's what he's doing. And suspiciously curious investigator from the Times of London that makes more money from advertising drugs than any British periodical. Those were the 2 principal featured stars of this saga called the Dose of Controversy. Offit is the prideful producer of a vaccine that he claims saves 2,000 children a day. But he makes no mention of how many children his vaccine actually kills daily from the side effects of heavy metals, harsh chemicals, autoimmune disease, generating proteins, and carcinogenic genes from foreign species in which his vaccine is made. Dr. Offit, in fact, could not offer this information because, frankly, collection of this revealing data is grossly, really criminally, neglected by his ilk. The Dateline investigator, Anchorman, failed to disclose Offit's leadership in the American Academy of Pediatrics that sets and pushes the childhood immunization schedule for America, and mostly is accountable for the skyrocketing rates of autism and numerous other vaccinopathologies that, due to their criminal cover-up of studies like the Verastin et al. Study of 2000 that I have also posted on YouTube. There's segments of YouTube where you can see that I've referred to this, and it's very important to check out the segments. Right now, fluscam.com has a 24-hour television broadcasting channel. It's called Fluscam, fluscam.tv, but it's on fluscam.com, and you can see it listed on the top menu. So go check that out, and you'll see this is one of the videos that I've posted. So the government-sponsored study was actually suppressed, covered up, slam dunked vaccine mercury as a definitively linked, as it is definitively linked to neurobehavioral disorders in our nation's youth. Of course, they wouldn't let that one out, and nor did a dose of controversy. They gave only the slightest mention of the most controversial topic in vaccine history and neurological pathology, thimerosal, mercury. By the time children receive all 36 vaccines, Offit and the AAP recommends that they get these vaccines, it is well established that their blood contains more mercury than the Environmental Protection Agency's toxic dose limit. Now, NBC, instead of sharing that important detail, gave only 10 seconds to feature celebrities Jimmy McCarthy marching, and Jim Carrey, her husband, marching for what they call green vaccines. Well, that's a good one, green vaccines. I mean, I can understand green medicine a little bit, but how do you green Auschwitz? Put up a museum featuring millions of victims and the instruments of genocide? Not likely for NBC or even Jenny McCarthy. So the mass mind is manipulated to accept vaccinations, really weapons of mass destruction when you told their toxic side effects. And this is literally the sacred cow of public health. Now, I know we have a caller just calling in, and I wonder if we should probably get to the caller before I get involved with a discussion of Obama's urging of Americans to get vaccinated with H1N1, and then bring in a Obama history expert, Sherry Kane, who's working on the project that we've set about to take over the world's healthcare systems and take down the World Health Organization that's now, on behalf of the Rockefellers, starting to tell every nation state what to do insofar as it purposefully intoxicating the population through vaccinations. Anyway, we have a caller. Hey, Seth, who do we have calling tonight?
Hi, this is Coleman from Massachusetts.
Hi, Coleman. Welcome to the Insight Hour. How are you tonight?
It's an honor to speak to you, Dr. Lynn. You're a big hero of mine.
Well, thank you, brother. That's very kind of you to say that. What's on your mind?
I had actually two questions. One, with the Stanley Burroughs Master Cleanse, is that lemonade suitable for just daily use if you just want to alkalize your system and maybe you substitute the maple syrup or stevia with stevia?
Yes, okay, so the question is the old Master Cleanser formula, it's called Stanley Burroughs Master Cleanser, suitable for everyday drinking just as an ongoing alkalizer? You know, that shows that you're very bright. You know, Coleman, that's a really good question, and a lot of people can do that, and if you do that, you're likely to certainly reduce your risk of cancer, if not reverse cancers growing in your body because they can't exist in an alkaline state. They don't do well, if at all. And so the question is really a good one. I like the comment on substituting stevia. I have to tell you that the primary sweetener that was recommended by Stanley Burroughs was the use of fresh squeezed cane juice, which actually is used as a definitive treatment for diabetes. And I actually witnessed, after 3 days, a 20-year-old veteran diabetic who had lost a toe to gangrene, that within 3 days of going on a nice, clear, clean diet, he needed to lose some weight, and he was put on vegetables, steamed vegetables, and some potatoes, and broth, and soup, and nice things like that. But the main treatment was he was drinking a lot of cane juice and with fresh squeezed lemons, lemonade, organic lemons, and like a lemonade like you're talking about, and his blood sugar completely normalized in 3 days, and he stayed that way for a couple weeks, and then he goes back to see his doctor to tell his doctor the good news, and his doctor says to him, if you continue this, you're going to die. So he stopped it. But that just goes to show you the power of two things. The power of natural fresh-squeezed cane juice to normalize blood sugar and eliminate diabetes naturally, and the idiocy of the malpracticing physicians out there who could literally terminate the life through pharmaceutical intoxication because all the drug side effects. I mean, I got a call this morning from someone very concerned about his dear one because she had been through heart surgery and had been put on extensive medications, and now her teeth were falling out, rotting out, because she can't even have any saliva. There's all saliva dried up in her mouth. So all of this medicine, side effect, all that's, you know, a lot of garbage. So I really appreciate your question. I think it would work. I personally don't use it. I know some people who do. There are a lot of people who just totally live on cayenne pepper, and they put it in everything, their foods and their drinks. It is the most, one of the most alkalizing agents you can put into your body. And so it really does have a great effect.
Okay, thank you. And one other thing, if I could. If you find yourself in a situation where you are forced to take a vaccine, I remember you mentioned on George Norrie that Massachusetts might charge you up to $1,000 a day to refuse to take the vaccine. I'm not sure where you heard that, but if it comes down to force, what do you recommend to do after the fact to hopefully blunt or minimize the negative impact?
Well, I'll answer the last question first. The only thing that there's several things, but you don't want to go to any of them for this reason. You know, detoxification of vaccine ingredients such as mercury, thimerosal, or foreign RNA and DNA from bacteria and viruses and fungus and yeast and chicken embryo and bovine fetal serum and this new crazy experimental H1N1 vaccine. You know, you just don't want... into that position. So the first... answer really is the best in the world for detoxification. Broad spectrum detoxification of heavy metals, of chemicals, and there's both in vaccinations. So heavy metals, chemicals... and the only other thing that really pollutes the human body today is electromagnetic frequencies, which also, because 528 hertz frequency is resonating very heavily in Zeolife and all of the products that I'm coming out with my colleague, Dr. Medicine Wolf, and our other formulators who are geniuses, and I'm really humbled and privileged to work with these guys. Dr. Medicine Wolf is one of the world's leading experts in biophysics. He has 5 MDs, and he helped to produce this formula I asked them to produce that would be a broad spectrum, full detoxification product. So people are aware of Zeolite. This is not Zeolite, and I'll tell you the difference and why it's important. In medicine today, the number one detoxification aid is called Zeolite. And Zeolite is made from lava rock. It's like a little honeycomb, tiny piece of lava rock that's full of nooks and crannies that kind of gather up the chemicals and heavy metals. And then as it leaves the body, unfortunately, through chelation therapy, a lot of people get sick because it drops off those heavy metals and chemicals. Some of them get dropped off or deposited in the gut, and or have to deal with the kidney. And so the problem has been Herxheimer reactions or detoxification reactions from chelation therapies. And that's one of the main reasons why the medical establishment doesn't hold, you know, doesn't grasp, even though if you do a search on the internet, you'll find a ton of great science and a ton of great testimonials for Zeolite. The other thing that zeolite does that's negative is it actually draws out the minerals that you're supposed to have in your body. And I highly recommend everybody stay away from table salt. It's poisonous, because if you start to pull minerals out of your body and you're only replacing it with table salt, you're really going to cause your muscles to go into spasm and your whole neurology to change. You're going to age more rapidly. It's a heavy toxic substance, table salt is, because the imbalance that it creates. So, you know, you're getting back to how you're going to solve the problem of lacking minerals or demineralization from the chelation therapy. And the answer to that is with zeolite. It does two things. One is that the lava rock itself and the structure itself is energetically treated, so it magnetically holds onto the chemicals, the heavy metals, as it's leaving the body. It doesn't get deposited. It actually exits the body. And the other thing that it does, zeolite does, is that it replaces the minerals that you lose. And it's replacing the minerals with the highest level, the best minerals. And I highly recommend everybody that's listening that everyone should be on right now, Love Minerals. All of these can be gotten at healthyworldstore.com. Healthyworldstore.com. And the reason for that is the same concept that you're thinking about alkalizing your body. pH stands for parts hydrogen, or power of hydrogen. And the power of hydrogen rests in the electrons that are donated to the oxygen and hydrogen. So in other words, you have the equation H plus, which is an acid hydrogen, plus OH minus, that's a hydroxyl buffer, equals H2O, water. Now that equation is the essence of the entire universe. All of the energy in the entire universe, including every energetic function in your body, comes from the same source. So that's why, again, your question initially about pH and alkalization is so vitally important. It's a cornerstone to everything that we're recommending now to keep people healthy. So the next thing, the next concept is that when you understand minerals are the donors also of electrons, and they're engaged in this process of oxidation reduction reactions for every enzymatic reaction in your body. So everything that's going on in your body is dependent on that electron flow, that minerals are important. That's why I highly recommend not only people, if they're going to detox, you go on zeolite, which replaces the minerals, and then as a standard everyday thing, I start my day, I've said this many times on radio, I always start my day drinking a quart of pH 8 adjusted drinking water. Now, since we have Love Minerals, I add 15 drops of Love Minerals into the quart of water. And boy, I'll tell you something, you know, in the old days, before I learned the truth, I would go into muscle spasms. You know, and at night, my toes would go into spasm, my feet would go into spasm, sometimes legs would go into spasm. And in the old days when I was practicing dentistry, you know, again, I was exposed to a lot of mercury, and I wasn't detoxifying as much as I should be, but even my hands would go into spasm, and you can't operate in a dental office with your hands going into spasm. So, you know, it was critical knowledge that I was missing that I now have that I share with you. So that's the first thing that I would recommend, besides the other things that I've been saying for detoxification, for heavy metal mercury intoxication, particularly in these autistic children that the vaccines have made brain damaged, neurologically impaired. You want to get rid of the mercury using bentonite clay. Also, there's some excellent clay on Healthy World Store that comes from Oregon, and it's a really pure, powerful clay. And so check that out on healthyworldstore.com. There's homeopathics. I highly recommend there's detoxification, nosodes, and homeopathic remedies. And there, of course, are lymphatic drainage systems and therapy programs. I go into that in a nice way for your average layperson in the book Healing Celebrations, Miraculous Recoveries Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science. Healing Celebrations deals with the five steps. The first one you talked about, detoxification. The second one you talked about, deacidification, alkalization. And the third one deals with the holistic approach. The fourth deals with oxygen that is so vitally important for health. It's the number one God element for healing. That's why prana, the breath, the Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, the breath of life deals with this concept of oxygen. That's why it's called respiration. Respiration, re-spiritualization, inspiration, bringing that spirit into your body through the air, through the breath, through the prana. And that's oxygen. So that's step number four, vitally important to get as much oxygen into your body. There's a wonderful product called OxyAdvantage in Healthy World Store that helps you bring more oxygen into your water and into your bloodstream. And then certainly not least, but I think most important of all, is step five, bioenergetics, where you're dealing with the energy, the electron flow out of water, and everything from hands-on healing and prayer. How does that work? It works, again, because the energy is flowing through musical mathematics. The frequency of divinity or the music of creation is what we're talking about. You know, wave forms happen also in electrons. Basically, they flow via waves and the frequencies of both sound, the bioacoustics and going on inside your own body, and then the electromagnetics. It's all because of mathematics, and it's in essence a musical mathematics. And that's step five, bioenergetics. Everything from hands-on healing and prayer and color therapy is important if you want to be optimally protected as well as remedy various diseases. And that's unfortunate. People don't know that. The last question that you asked is, what are we going to do about this stuff? This is absolute madness. The fact is that I'm going to get involved in a minute with Barack Obama's urging Americans to get the H1N1 vaccine. But basically, this has the topic of the issue of the vaccines being voluntary. I'm just pulling this up on my website right now to kind of share it with you. It just came out of Reuters a few hours ago. And the great news in it is the allegation that these vaccines are going to be strongly recommended but still voluntary. So the number one thing to do right now, in advance of any vaccine, we still have now, this is September 1st, we've got 6 weeks. And before, you know, middle of October, where they're going to start getting really hot and heavy in vaccinating the children, they're predicting the end of October, and then early November is where the flu is really going to start to kick in. And by the way, the main reason that's flu season has nothing to do with viruses, it has only secondarily to do with the weather changes and the cold. It has, number one, fundamentally to do with the biospirituality and the energy flowing. You know, there's nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven. And if you bring that into your Holy Spirit-filled temple, your body, there's no germ that can do anything to you. So the main issue is energy, biospirituality, or hydrosonic resonance, the music coming into your body water. 80% of your body is made of water, so the energy resonance of that water is the number one thing that keeps people healthy. The concept of the flu coming at the end of October, early November, is primarily because that's where Halloween is. Halloween is a hideous disease-inducing celebration. You know, and I'm not even saying anything about the, you know, the satanic sorcery of that whole myth, you know, the whole concept of goblins and trick-or-treat, you know, and the scary demons that run around. I'm talking about the fact that sugar is the most intoxicating, commonly used drug in the world. And it is an acidifier. It actually eliminates your ability to alkalize through what you're talking about. So if you were to use a, you know, drinking a cayenne pepper spiked lemonade and eating sugar, you know, you totally wipe out the benefits created by the alkalization. So that's why people get sick, because the primary risk factors for the flu, colds, as well as cancers, all arthritic conditions, all inflammatory conditions, all nerve diseases, all chronic diseases, has to do with acidification of your body temple. And in the acid state, you turn your body into a breeding ground for bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, and cancers. And so this is what's really going on. So the first thing is, you want to prepare your body temple. You want to understand the biospirituality, the necessity right now to do everything you can to connect with the Creator every minute. Give thanks, prayer, express full faith. Who you are is a manifestation of the Creator's love. You were created in love through the spoken word or sound or frequency or the music of divinity. And as a holy child of the Creator, you likewise have that same creative technology called the lips and the heartfelt loving intention to create the positive outcome of health and healing and sustenance. So this is what you have, the number one and most important thing to prepare. And then with regard to this understanding now, every single one of you listening, you have to understand that this is not just a single religious theology that I've just expressed. This cuts across all religions. It's omni-spirituality. It's everybody's spirituality. And so regardless of whether you're a Jew or a Christian or a Muslim or a Hindu, it is part of your theology, your basic, fundamental, ecclesiastical of respect of who the Creator is and who the Creator is in you, that gives you the religious exemption that is your only source for protection against officials from the health department and the social services department coming to your home. And we've been told by the media that they're going to be coming to your home, knocking door to door with three vaccines. It's been in the press. I talked about it a couple weeks ago. So the concept that there's only one safe harbor, and that is faith in the Creator and keeping the Creator's laws, including Leviticus 19:19, that says to keep the blood pure. Keep the seed from being mixed. In other words, don't inject into your bloodstream or your children's bloodstreams foreign RNA, DNA from bacteria, viruses, etc. Don't intoxicate your blood. So that's the number one protection legally, is also this issue of religious exemption. Now, in most states, you still have religious exemption, and we've been battling, you know, tirelessly and spending a lot of money, and it's been your support on Healthy World Store that's been able to sustain our litigation against the state of Hawaii. And now we're working with a team of lawyers. In fact, if you go on to fluscam.com, you'll see a number of banners that talk about a book for vaccination exemption, for religious, or for all vaccine exemptions discussions. The conclusion of the author, who is a very beautiful man, is an attorney, Alan Phillips, who concludes that the only safe haven that you and I have and our children have today is to declare religious exemption, because in most states, philosophical exemption, especially if the public health officials are going to declare an emergency then what that means is that you're going to either be quarantined or injected. And most of the people are going to be just going to be injected. And so the only hope is in the United States Constitution. The U.S. Constitution guarantees freedom of religion. And the laws that are dictating this mandatory vaccination agenda is the laws that are statutory, they're state laws, and states, Congress, and the executive office can make no laws that are standing that violate the Constitution of the United States. So that's the reality. So I hope that answers your question a bit. Okay, I think we lost our caller. Seth, are we still okay? We're still broadcasting all right? I'm going to assume that we are. So let me just share with you this news article that came out of Reuters just a couple minutes ago. You know, we're still good. We've got another caller on the line. So let me take this other call, and then let me get to this Barack Obama release that just came out. Who's calling, please?
This is Ellen calling from the Seattle area. How you doing, Dr. Lynn?
Hi, Ellen. I'm so blessed. Thank you. I am totally blessed.
Glad to hear it. I appreciate your warning people about the adverse side effects of this flu vaccine that they're going to line people up to try and take. But I wanted to talk a little bit more about some alternatives for people who don't want to take it. Like, I've heard that vitamin D deficiency is a real important factor in susceptibility to influenza. I don't know if you've heard reports by Dr. J.J. Cannell, C-A-N-N-E-L-L. He did some research with psychiatric patients, and he found out that by giving them vitamin D, it protected them from the flu. And he's recommending that people get at least 5,000 international units to protect themselves from the flu, this coming flu season. I just wanted to know if you knew anything about it or if you wanted to comment.
Oh, thanks for asking that great question. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I posted that as well as vitamin C, as well as hydrogen peroxide and methylene blue, which you can get apparently from your pet stores or your veterinarians. You've got to go to fluscam.com. Listen up, folks. The number one website in the world, I've worked hard to do it, the number one website in the world that's going to give you all the information you need is on fluscam.com. Fluscam.com, there's a flus to do's page that has not only the recommendation that we've just discussed, the vitamin D, but also megadoses of vitamin C. The bowel tolerance dose of vitamin C is an antiviral, powerful. And so basically there's that. We've had other doctors recommend various other things. And, of course, my favorite of all is OxySilver. So if you go to fluscam.com and then flus to do's, you know, it's a wonderful thing because it starts off by educating everybody that goes there and says, you know what, the flu is a wonderful thing. Even H1N1, if your body gets susceptible by, again, acidifying, intoxicating, and now you need to purge, you need to detoxify, that's what flus do. Because what's happening with a flu, the number one thing is you're sneezing and you're spitting, your mucus is coming out, and that's all full of toxins. You're just literally getting rid of what you shouldn't have in your body to begin with. So then the next question becomes, okay, well, how can you improve the elimination of the toxins? And the best way to do that is stay well hydrated. That's why the good old doctors, the family doctors, used to recommend people drinking a lot of orange juice. But I think that's silly. I'd rather drink cayenne pepper spiked lemonade when you got the flu. Because, again, orange juice is very acidifying.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it figures that they would tell you to drink the wrong thing. But the fact is, at least you're getting hydrated.
Yeah, but it's got lots of sugar.
It's got lots of sugar.
Lots of sugar.
It does have some vitamin C in it. But I think what you're recommending is really an essential understanding. If you have the old colloidal, if you can't afford OxySilver, and I highly recommend everybody learn about OxySilver and become an affiliate so that you just refer like three people who purchase it from your website as an affiliate. We give you a free website. It's worth $6,600. It's actually more than that. And we basically set you up in a wonderful life-saving business opportunity to help people. And if you sell simply three, you'll get your OxySilver for free. You know, you basically pay for your OxySilver. And why I think that the OxySilver, read what I've written on the fluscam.com. You know, I got a lot of grief from people saying, well, Horowitz is just out making a buck here on the fright. Well, you know, gee whiz, if you know about me and you know about my work and you really study it and you watch and you read it and you even understand what we did with Live H2O, Concert for the Living Water, that I gave up about 2 years, the last 2 years of my life, to create and co-create with others, you understand the power of water and you understand the power of mineral water called OxySilver, nanoparticle-sized silver. You've got a liquid superconductor. The water is a superconductor, the nano silver is a superconductor, so in essence you've got a double superconductor that's bringing, electrocuting silver to all of the pathogens. And so that's why I don't mess around. I mean, honestly, I feel so good taking OxySilver. My children are taking a teaspoon a day. I take a teaspoon a day, and if ever, I get into a situation where people are sneezing, like when I flew on an airline the other day, what I'll do is I'll take maybe three capfuls or teaspoonfuls, and I will do it with prayer. And if people understood the power of prayer and how the power of love in your heart, which has the heartfelt loving intention to be of service and create a miracle for somebody or yourself, if you understood that that's energy, and if you understand that energy is frequency mathematics, and if you understand your own radio signal or this computer that we're broadcasting on tonight is on a certain channel and is a certain frequency, and basically that is what causes the connection between the Creator's heart and your heart. And the power of prayer, which is what you are manifested, you're the Creator's powerful prayer that's manifested in the physical realm, and that you have the capacity to prayerfully recreate all reality, including what's happening in your body and body chemistry. So prayer added to OxySilver, it is so profound. The 528 hertz frequency that the water is resonating literally creates a constitutional remedy. Think about it. If nature is almost all, you know, all of nature is botanically green because it's 528. It's this yellowish green because all of nature is vibrating to the heart of the electromagnetic color spectrum. The heart of that is 528. And likewise, the Creator's love from the Creator's heart, that's the broadcasting channel of love from the Creator, is coming by 528. Because as above, so below. As it is down here in the electromagnetic color spectrum, so it is in universally. And so if you understand that, and you understand your body is mostly water, and if you understand you can drink in a double superconductor of love in 528, and then you add your own heartfelt loving intention to be healed and sustained in health, gee whiz, there's nothing more powerful in the universe. And that's why, you know, we're advertising. We will give you your full money back. In fact, we're about to come out with a new advertising campaign. We'll double the money that you spent. We'll double your money back on the money you spent on the OxySilver you take. If you take it with prayer, when you first think that you're coming down with something, you know that moment that you first know that you're coming down with something? If you take it right then with prayer, we guarantee you double your money back if you don't, you know, stay healthy. And that's in keeping with the acupuncturists. They don't get paid unless their patients stay healthy. So, at any rate, yeah, I appreciate your question. You have any other question or comment?
No, it sounds like a good challenge to me.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Well, thanks for calling. Be blessed.
You're welcome.
Okay, so let's take on this news. Just came out. This is Tuesday, September 1st, and about 6 o'clock Pacific Eastern Time, we got this from Reuters. Obama says that the United States is making steady progress on vaccines. And by the way, just as a foreword to this segment of the Insight Hour, let me just tell you that the Bush administration's policy for mandatory vaccinations and the executive orders for the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act to kick in by one single health official dictating and declaring a urgency, outbreak, a pandemic, and that then what happens is that the law systems get manipulated to the extent that now we have mandatory vaccinations and forced quarantines. That's a Bush administration protocol and executive directive. And so I want you to know that what you're about to hear about Barack Obama wasn't Obama's, it was President Bush's. And if you think Obama is going to bless us any more than what Bush did, especially in this issue, you're completely wrong. He's simply following every single thing that the globalists had intended, that Bush put into place, and now is being followed up by the administration. He says, U.S. local governments get ready for the next wave of the flu. There's studies that suggest the swine flu is, get this, it's wonderful news, unlikely to become the superbug. Barack Obama urged Americans on Tuesday to get the H1N1 shot when it becomes available as the nation prepares for a second wave of swine flu as autumn approaches in the Northern Hemisphere. After a meeting with Health and Homeland Security advisors, Obama said the United States is, quote, making steady progress in developing a safe and effective H1N1 vaccine, and we expect the flu shot program will begin soon. Now, first of all, how can he make this statement? Making steady progress on developing a safe and effective H1N1 flu vaccine, how do they know if they don't have any long-term studies? It's a brand new vaccine. It's brand new manipulation of gene sequences and recombinations of different flu strains. They have no short-term data beyond several weeks. So for him to say we're making steady progress on developing a safe and effective H1N1 vaccine, well, gee whiz, he's missing a lot here. The program will be completely voluntary. Hey, that's fabulous news. Let me read that again. You get this. This program, this is a quote, this program will be completely voluntary, but it will be strongly recommended, he said. Now, how many times have presidents of the United States lied before? How about almost everything that comes out of their mouths? Lies. So, you know, the fact is, again, when the World Health Organization says we have an urgent crisis, which they actually have been saying, go to the latest news section of fluscam.com. This article will be posted there within 20 minutes of the end of the Insight Hour. I guarantee you I'll pop this one up there, too. But you'll see the past several days, the World Health Organization actually said the opposite of what the President of the United States is saying. They're saying that it should be mandatory. They've published those recommendations already and those directions already. And they're actually saying the opposite when he says that it's unlikely to become a superbug. They're saying that it's very likely to get much worse than it is. So we've got already the stage has been set for this president to be now changing what he's now saying in the last hours, such as middle and end October. We'll see what happens. We'll see if this is just another lie. Canadian Health Minister Leona Aglukkaq made similar comments, saying the nation of 34 million people was well positioned for another wave of H1N1 pandemic this fall. And while a new study in ferrets suggested the virus spreads more quickly and causes more severe disease than seasonal flu, the good news is that it does not appear likely to mutate into a superbug as some researchers have feared. The only thing, frankly, folks, the only thing that legitimate researchers fear is that Baxter's H5N1 avian flu that was sent out to 18 laboratories across Europe that had apparently frightened and exposed 130 people in various locations to have them be hospitalized and checked out, that would be recombining with the H1N1, creating a combination of avian and swine. That's the concern. So again, they're not mentioning anything about that in this release by Reuters. And if you don't know, you know, in the United States, we have the Associated Press. They are the mouthpiece for the Central Intelligence Agency. In Europe, in the UK, they have Reuters, which is a mouthpiece for British Secret Service. So this is an Anglo-American genocidal operation conducted through intelligence agencies using the mainstream media for mass propaganda, for population, mind control, manipulation of the masses. And that's what we're dealing with now when we read this Reuters report. Goes on to say that, this is a section from Anthony Fauci, quote, the results suggest that 2009 H1N1 influenza may outcompete seasonal flu virus strains and may be more communicable as well, said Anthony Fauci of the National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Diseases, part of the National Institutes of Health. Fauci said the study underscored the need for getting vaccinated against the swine flu. Folks, I've got a lot of data in my file cabinets and on my bookshelf about Anthony Fauci, this fraud, this actually criminally negligent leader of overseeing the principal AIDS research agency, NIAID, National Institute for Allergies and Infectious Diseases. This man should be tried for war crimes. Safety tests are being done, this article continues, on H1N1 vaccine. Now listen to this. Safety tests are being done, this is September 1st, on H1N1 vaccine that is expected to be made available in the second half of October. Now think about it. Second half of October is 6 weeks away. That tells you something. They've only got 6 weeks to do safety testing. Well, gee whiz, when you inject genetic material into a human body, it may take months, if not years, to cause cancers. What is the cancer rate associated with this flu vaccine? They don't know, nor do they want to know, nor do they want to tell you. So five companies are making swine flu vaccine. They tell us AstraZeneca, this MedImmune unit, GlaxoSmithKline, Novartis, and Sanofi Aventis. Folks, you ever watch the pea under the walnut shell game? That's what this is. All these companies are basically part and parcel, like a tentacle of big pharma. They're all connected. They all evolved the same way. They all evolved out of IG Farb, Germany's leading industrial organization that for all practical purposes was the Third Reich. The top officials were the top SS. The companies from Bayer, Hoax, Merck, they were all in bed together, running Auschwitz, making money off of humanity's suffering from World War II. This is who we're dealing with today, and these companies have an agenda. Just like President Barack Obama's science czar, John Holdren, in the White House administration, is a pro-depopulationist. He recommends in his book that the best sterilization method is injecting women with a sterilizing agent called HCG that they put out in the tetanus vaccines that have sterilized hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of women worldwide. This is what I have a major concern about. Because when they injected those women with tetanus vaccines, they didn't tell them it contained a sterilizing agent. And my concern is, given their history and given their compelling desire to depopulate half of us at least, that they're going to slip something like HCG into all these vaccinations and then cause sterility in all the, particularly women, that take the flu vaccines. Seasonal, and by the way, the pregnant women, think about this, pregnant women is their number one focus. They've got children, pregnant women, and the elderly as their top three, besides healthcare professionals who, smart ones, will refuse the vaccines, just like the studies have shown recently. 50% of the doctors in Hong Kong are going to refuse it. 36% only in the UK are going to take it. About 35% likewise in New York City of the Nurses Association in New York are going to allow themselves to be injected with contaminations of God knows what. So this is, in essence, what we're looking at with the oncoming onslaught. We don't know whether they're going to be injecting us with things that cause sterility as well as cancer in the long term. And basically, if you simply read between the lines with any sense of intelligence, you understand where they're now still doing safety tests. They're not complete with safety tests. And 6 weeks from now, they're going to be injecting it. My God, this is an experiment. But I don't believe it's an experiment. I believe this is a depopulation and disease induction agenda. So the seasonal flu infects, this article goes on to say, same old garbage, 5% to 20%, they tell you that how many people die per year, over and over and over again. They issue these fearful, dreadful warnings. But, you know, the people that die, typically it's the elderly, it's the immune compromised. How the heck does the elderly, do the elderly get immune compromised? They're on the drugs, they're on the medications, they're getting vaccinated. My mom was one of the victims. You know, the reality is that our family and friends are being taken out. We're losing more of our family and friends all the time. At any rate, we're about coming to the end of the hour. I want to highly encourage you to stay tuned to BBS Radio for our brother Don Nikoloff and Evident Footprints. The show's coming up. And I want to thank those of you listening tonight. Sherry Kay, I'm going to have to put you off for next week. That's okay. We'll talk about it next week. And if you want to support this program, go to healthyworldstore.com and buy something good for yourself and your friends and your family. Stay alive. Stay in faith. Stay in prayer. Love you. Bye for now.